Welcome to the radio. The Rebecca Black's team, Dylan, is our hero. The Honey Badgers. We have many names. We have many. What is that? Oh no. We're under attack. Please. Please. Make it stop. Make it stop.
Yeah, you like that, don't ya? You like it, don't ya? Nay. Nay. That'll be the last time you talk smack about us. We heard you were talking smack about us, Dylan.
You have to stop
this. Are you talking smack about us, Dylan?
You have to stop this. This is madness. Your tyranny on VH has lasted for too long.
Oh, yeah? I don't think so. I'll hoof slap you with my hoofsies. I came here with my hoofsies to send a message. And that is, you don't mess with the ponies.
All right. Let's just go.
No, let's not go.
We were going to do a kids show today, and we were going to teach kids some...
You don't teach kids lessons?
The ponies like that, right?
Only us ponies can teach the kids anything.
Well, all right, either way, let's go over to Reed to me, who's got a Hanukkah lesson for the children. Take it away, Reed.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town, without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like Russ and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah, so do James Conn Kirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Do you guys even know who he is? Ugh. Paul Newman's half Jewish. Goldion's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, cause you can spin the dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah, Dylan Collins. Not a Jew. Dylan Collins don't give a shit. But guess who is Hall of Famer Rod Carew? He converted. We've got Ann Landers and their sister, Dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge's. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges. And Monica Silence. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. I hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
It's summertime, you fool.
What? It's the summer?
Yeah, it's summertime, stupid.
Does that mean there's no Hanukkah?
No Hanukkah.
But I wanted presents.
Too bad.
We've been taken captive by these ponies.
I got a present for you.
They're not really dangerous,
like
but every time we try to move, they sing Winter Wrap-Up, which is not a good thing.
We've had enough of your BS. We're ponies.
I'm not sure exactly how we're going to get out of this.
Because the Rebecca Blacks are not as good as the ponies, and we do all pony things, and you guys don't really do enough pony things around here. So, we're going
to
clean.
We're just going to go to Melly and let Melly sing.
Show a little more. Show a little less. Add a little smoke. Welcome to burlesque. Everything you dream of, but never can possess. Nothing's what it seems. Welcome to burlesque. Oh, everyone is buying. Put your money in my hands. If you got a little extra, well, give it to the band. You may not be guilty, but you're ready to confess. Tell me what you need. Welcome to burlesque. You can dream of aria, do it at your risk. Beloved grants you mercy, but not your every wish. Cleric keeps you guessing, so cool and statuesque. Behave yourself, says Brian. Welcome to burlesque. Not the end of days, just a bump and grind. Show a little more, show a little less, have a little smoke. Welcome to
was a sex song, and I don't appreciate that. Ah, it hurts.
I think it's working.
I was singing about sexual things.
Okay, apparently sexual things.
My hoofs, these.
Get rid of ponies.
You are a poopy head.
Princess Clary, I think you know what we gotta do. Sometimes, something beautiful happens in this
Princess
world.
Princess Clary.
You don't know how to express yourself, so
kind
you just gotta sing. Sex, I did, it felt great, it felt so good when I did it with my penis. A girl let me do it, it literally just happened. Having sex can make the nicest man out the meanest. You'll never guess where I came from. I had sex, if I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great, and I called my parents right after I was done. Oh hey, didn't see you there, guess what I just did. Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest. Sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing.
I just had sex.
Hey.
And it felt so good. Felt
whoa.
So good. A woman let me put my penis inside.
Sing it to make Val awkward. To be honest, I'm surprised she even wanted me to do it. Doesn't really make sense, but man, screw it. I ain't one to argue with a good thing. She could be my wife. That good, best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by the girl's ability to let me do her. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, I like the soft smell of girls better. Plus, she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater.
So this one's dedicated to them girls. Let us bump around on top of this. If you're near or far, with a short or tall.
continue to wet.
It doesn't matter, have sex.
I think she was Rochelle.
It doesn't matter, have sex.
She might have had a beard.
It doesn't matter, have sex.
She liked My Little Pony.
Still counts. I just had sex.
Hey!
And my dreams came true.
Oh!
So if you had sex in the last 30 minutes, then you qualify to sing with me. I just had sex.
Everybody sing.
I just had sex.
Oh shit, again?
And I'll never go back to the not having sex ways of the past.
It feels so great.
Now we have you right in the palms of our...
Yeah, you think that's gonna stop us? We're ponies. We don't go down that easily.
Yeah? Well, maybe we should start dropping some bombs.
You fool? You're not gonna hurt ponies with bombs?
Those aren't the kind of bombs I'm talking about. The kind of bombs we're dropping tonight are F-bombs. But the problem is, I don't know how easy it's gonna be to get Arya and Beloved Star to say the F-word. Alright, hold on. Come with me. We're gonna go outside Beloved Star's dressing room, and we're gonna try and trick her into singing the F word. So, come with. Gee, I think that if this is what I'm gonna do it. Okay, you guys ready? Don't say anything and don't give it away. Gee. I think that if I had to kick someone off this week, it would be Beloved Star. Okay, it's working. Yes.
Whoa, oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. See, I don't know why I like you so much.
Sorry, Beloved.
I gave you all of my trust.
Just the way it goes.
I told you I loved you. Now it's all down the drain. You put me through pain. I wanna let you know how I feel.
Let it out, beloved.
Fuck what I said.
Wow.
Don't mean shit now. Fuck the presents. Might as well throw them out.
Just two
fuck
presents.
Fuck all those kisses. They didn't mean jack.
Don't talk about
fuck
that.
Fuck you, you hoe. You back. Fuck what I said. It don't mean shit now. Fuck the presents. Might as well throw them out.
I spent good money on those presents,
fuck all those kisses. They didn't mean jack. Fuck you, you hoe.
Wow.
Don't want you back.
This is getting a little mean. I didn't
you
mean...
thought you could keep this shit from me.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry.
You burnt bitch.
Wow.
I heard the story.
No one calls me a bitch.
You played me.
I guess I did.
You even gave him head.
Whoa, now whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, I didn't... Just so everybody's clear, she's angry right now, and I get that. I didn't give any dude head. That's not what happened. It was a long time ago. I needed the ride, but I did not give him head. And don't start that, beloved. Don't start spreading that. All right. Continue with what you were saying.
You even gave him head.
Whoa,
now
whoa,
you're
whoa.
Asking
stop,
for me
stop,
back.
Stop. You gotta stop saying that. Again, I never gave anybody head. And let's not... I know we had some crazy, you know, late night parties after Sing It at the rap party, but, like, Gil Dragon and me were just friends. Nothing happened. Okay, we cuddled, but it wasn't like a... it wasn't a sexual thing. It was just tickling and cuddling. Beloved, sing.
Just another act. Look elsewhere, cause you're done with me. Fuck what I said. It don't mean shit now. Fuck the presents. Might as well throw them out. Fuck all those kisses. They didn't mean jack. Fuck you, you hoe. Don't want you back. Fuck what I said. It don't mean shit now. Fuck the presents, might as well throw them out. Fuck all those kisses, they didn't mean jack. Fuck you, you hoe, I don't want you back. My great one, now it's over, but I do admit I'm sad, it hurts real bad, I can swear that cause I loved a hoe. Fuck what I said, it don't mean shit now, fuck the presents, might as well throw them out, fuck all those kisses, they didn't mean jack, fuck you, you hoe, I don't want you back.
I think it's working. I think it's working
don't
now.
Don't even think about moving. We'll sing Winter Wrap-Up again.
Yeah. Is that what you want? Because we'll do it.
We've got him on the run. We've got him on the run. Their friendship is not magic after all. Because
friendship is magic and you are all dead.
On the contrary. Because there's one F-bomb song we haven't broken out yet.
No, we didn't
want to resort to this.
No, it can be.
Oh, but
no,
it can be.
No, yes, it can be.
It can be. You're doing this to yourselves. I'm sorry, but we have to break it out. Aria.
And although there's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with the fuck you. I'm sorry, I can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you there. I guess he's an Xbox, and I'm more an Atari, but the way you play, I'll game you fair. I pity the fool that falls in love with you.
No!
Boyfriend, I see you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and fuck who you were. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with you. Ha, no, ain't that some shit? And although there's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best.
You may have won this time, Collins, but we're going back to Equestria, and we're going to plot, and we're going to come back with a vengeance, with the help of our pal, Cerise, and all the people on her team, even though they're not as talented as the people on your team. We're still teamed up with them, and we're going to come back with a vengeance. Nay, nay for justice.
We've won. We've won. We've held them off again. Good job, team. Good job. Warning. Tonight's episode is not work safe. You shouldn't be listening to this at work or in a place where innocent bystanders will walk by the speaker and have to be subjected to our team dropping the F-bombs. I probably should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but I forgot. So, I apologize. Thank you guys for listening. Somebody told me that because of hearing my team's show last week, Princess Garnet joined VH. So, that makes me feel like some people are listening to the show that might not be a VH yet. If that is true, www.voicehollywood.org. We have many great shows casting, especially if you're a singer. Happiest Competition on Earth, which is a Disney competition. Even though they gave me 3 no's and Sukono 3 yeses, I'm not bitter about that. You should still audition. And then we have Lone Star, which is a country singing competition, which I'm one of the judges for because I won that show last season. Because those judges have good taste, which is a nice change from HCOE. And then, also, One Voice to Rule Them All, also casting right now. That's a general singing competition. And the judge on that is Beloved Star, who was in this episode. So, www.voicehollywood.org. Come by and check us out, guys. Oh, Beloved Star had something. She said she wanted to say something. I guess she felt bad about her song and saying mean things about me. So she said she wanted to make an announcement at the end of the show. So, take it away, Beloved Star.
You burnt, bitch.
Beloved Star.
I heard the story.
Look, I'm sorry.
You played me.
I know where this is going. Don't do this again.
Even gave him head. Now you're
asking for me back. That's a lie, people. That is a lie. Never happened, and I just want you to know that. Don't believe anything from Beloved Star's mouth.
Fuck what I said.
Stop it. Stop, Beloved Star. It's over. The show's over. It was a joke.
Fuck all those kisses. They didn't mean jack. Fuck you, you hoe. I don't want you back. Fuck what I said. It don't mean shit now. Fuck the presents, might as well throw them out. Fuck all those kisses. They didn't mean jack.
Anyway,
fuck you, you hoe.
I'd like to thank you guys for
don't
listening.
Want you back.
Can you stop? Make sure to vote. Make sure you've heard all 3 shows. Vote for your favorite 2. Information on how to vote is on the thread. Good night, everybody.